Hello, you're watching Talking Europe. For months, Europe has been rocked by protests as farmers decry high costs and low prices, unfair competition, and the constraints of environmental regulations. EU elites are worried that this farmers' movement will boost anti-establishment parties in the European election this June. They stress that they're trying to help farmers, for example, by restricting Ukrainian imports. My guest is the European Commission's key official when it comes to agriculture reform, trade deals on agriculture, such as the recent agreement with Ukraine, and all those related files. Janusz Wojciechowski is the EU Commissioner in charge of agriculture, and he comes from Poland, where farming is a crucial part of the country's economy. Commissioner, thank you for being my guest on Talking Europe.
Thank you very much for the invitation.
Let's start with this deal on Ukraine and the extension of special trade measures for Ukraine. Ukrainian side has expressed disappointment with this, saying that despite the slogan, we'll support Ukraine as long as it takes, when it comes to agriculture, that's actually not the case. What would you say to all that?
First of all, this liberalization of trade with Ukraine, it was and it is the huge support for Ukraine. Could you imagine that in 2022, Ukraine and the import of mainly the cereals and oilseeds, the value of import was increased from the 7 billion euro before the war, 2021, and 2022 it was 13 billion euro. 1 year increase of value of import from Ukraine was 6 billion euro. And 2023 is, was some a little reduced. The value is 11.5 billion euro. But it is huge, our trade deficit.
We were just listening to some young French farmers talking to you in a meeting here in the European Commission. And one of them, Arnaud Gaillot, was talking about the situation regarding wheat imports from Ukraine into the EU. Let's take a listen to him.
Regarding Ukraine, nobody is saying we shouldn't help Ukraine. Far from it. We need solutions. But we regret that the wheat issue, which is the most pressing right now, was overlooked.
The European Commission has said it could apply an emergency brake on wheat at some point. That's still in theory on the table, isn't it?
Yes, there was no proposal to include wheat, at the beginning there were three products which are sensitive for all farmers in Europe, which is the sugar, poultry meat and eggs. And the Commission proposed to create the limits, import limits from Ukraine. That there are some proposals from the European Parliament to add the maize to this list and honey, oats. But for the wheat, I think the more efficient will be this procedure of the safeguard clause. If the import will be too high, the always will be possible to react member states. One member states or group of member states can give the request to the European Commission, and European Commission will be obliged to react quickly during 2 months and to establish all measures which are needed in this situation.
Farmers up until now had to fulfill certain conditions on environmental standards in order to receive subsidies from the EU. Four of those obligations, known as GAEC, are going to be removed. Again, let's listen to the young farmer in that meeting with you, Commissioner, talking about this issue. Here's Arnaud Gaillot again.
We welcome the simplification of the common agricultural policy, especially the GAEC conditions. It is rather a good thing that the European Union wants to give us more flexibility. The Green Deal was the product of a very technocratic approach, and it's out of touch with Europe's regions and territories.
But this is exactly the thing that environmental groups have been up in arms about. For example, The European Environment Agency says that any attempt to roll back this kind of regulation could lead to catastrophic climate effects. Greenpeace has said wiping out these incremental bits of progress towards sustainable farming is a huge mistake. All of society will pay a price, and that the last shreds of environmental protection in the EU's farm policy are being taken away. So some very strong reactions there from environmental campaigners.
I'm sure that we achieve we can achieve more for environment, for climate, by incentives for the farmers, not by to force the farmer for more effort for environment. And this is our reaction for the farmer's voice expressed during the protest is that, for example, this conditionality, the GAEC 8, which is the obligation, it was proposed before as an obligation for the farmers to exclude 4% of arable land from the production. And as a set aside or the landscape
for elements. Biodiversity, to
for
be
biodiversity,
clear.
Which is the important, which is needed generally.
But if it's needed, why is that obligation being taken away?
Yes, but now what is the change? What we proposed and which was well received by the farmers, it will be not mandatory for the farmers. This 4% exclusion from the production, but we offer this as a voluntary eco scheme. Paid by the farmers, and I think that the results will be maybe more than by enforcement.
So you're giving them financial incentives to do what they would have done if these obligations had remained in place.
But you know that these eco schemes, I have a very positive observations that the system of eco schemes, we spent 25% of direct payment for the farmers who voluntarily introduced the farm agricultural practices higher than minimum standards required by the regulations. And I think that many of farmers will decide to introduce this voluntary eco scheme. But no, first of all, we should understand what is the situation now. Our farmers are affected by many difficulties. It was the situation after the COVID pandemic, the consequences of the Russian aggression against Ukraine, the stabilization of market. Farmers are not able to plan their activity in normal way.
But if climate,
this is very difficult.
Yes, but if climate chaos gets worse, they won't be able to plan even more. It will be even more difficult to plan.
I think that generally the results of this changes that more incentives that but less mandatory obligations. It will be good for our climate and environmental ambition.
Just one
incentives,
more
incentives, not mandatory, obligations.
I hear what you're saying, Commissioner. There's one other proposal that your commission has come up with, which has been a bit controversial as well, which is exempting farmers with less than 10 hectares of land from controls and penalties. Farmers with less than 10 hectares of land, that's actually two-thirds of all recipients of the Common Agricultural Policy. So, in effect...
But only 10% of agricultural land, we should remember.
It's still taxpayers' money that is going to subsidise a lowering of controls.
You know the it was not the exclusion of the farmers less than 10 hectares for the controls, for example, to use of pesticides the which are creating risk for the public health, etc. They are not excluded from this control system. They will be free from the control about the conditionality of common agricultural policy. But what is the risk in the small farms, for example, the crop rotation, the diversification, the structure of this farm is generally environmentally friendly.
But, Commissioner, when you see the various rollbacks in environmental practices, let's say, in the legislation that's been proposed the last few months, the changes in plans to cut pesticide use, the changes in the banning of toxic chemicals, reining in livestock emissions. Do you get the impression that the Green Deal, which was meant to be one of the big legacies of this European Commission of Ursula von der Leyen, is that now really threatened?
There are very positive effects of eco-schemes. This is the main element of the green transition in the common agricultural policy. Nothing was changed, nothing was reduced. But a reduction of conditionalities, this is not a reduction of our climate and environmental ambitions. This is the step to the reality for farmers and taking into account the difficult situation of our farmers by many risk factors.
We'll have to leave it there. Thank you so much for being our guest and for explaining all these complex things. Commissioner Janusz Wojciechowski, the EU Agriculture Commissioner, speaking to me on Talking Europe. And in part two, I'll be talking to the former Foreign Minister of Spain, Arantxa González. Do stay with us.